to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we travel to Geetle in Offaly as the local Tidy Towns Committee is working to make the village a haven for bees and biodiversity. Not only was the area named as Ireland's tidiest village this year, it also won the Regional Pollinator Award in 2022. The committee is moving away from the idea of manicured lawns to grow more wildflowers to encourage more pollination. Pat Foley, Vice Chair of Geetle Tidy Towns, believes it was a good move to stop planting annual plants.
Our planting that's done throughout the village since 2015 would always now have a strong element of perennial planting, planting specifically for insects, for bees, for butterflies, but other attendant wildlife, birds, mammals. So it is a central part of our planting. Back in 2015, we looked for advice because we had been, there were lots of flowers planted before, annual flowers, and then we noticed in our reports that there was a mention that we were perhaps concentrating too much on that and that we should be planting more native, pollinator-friendly flowers. And it was something we knew very little about. So we got a wildlife horticulturalist, Lynn O'Keefe, to come in, and she spoke with us and made a little plan for us, and we went from there and learnt as we went. But the great thing about perennial plants is you put them in this year, and at the end of the growing season they die back, and the following spring they're back again. Whereas with annuals like petunias, begonias, busy lizzies, you're putting them in, you're paying for them, and you're putting them in every year, and at the end of the season they're taken out and you're left with bare ground, and the following year you put your hand in your pocket and you pay out for them again. So it's actually from a sustainability point of view and from a financial point of view, it makes a lot more sense for gardeners and for community organisations to be using perennial planting than to be using annual plants. And so I think that's the approach that we've taken.
Chair of the Tidy Towns Committee, Karen Crothers, and Pat have been monitoring the bees in the area for about 7 years.
We would walk transects that we have registered with the National Biodiversity Database in Waterford, the data centre, and we would walk that every month, and we'd submit the records of the bees that we would find. And reports back year on year are decline nationally. We have approximately 98 to 100 species of bee. The honeybee is just one of those species. Approximately 20 of them are bumblebees and the rest are solitary bees. And of 12 of those, the ones that are best recorded, the decreases recorded in the last 10 years are, they show a decline of 17%. Now, 17% over a 10-year period is a dramatic loss. And we can only assume that the numbers would be very similar for all of the other bumblebee species. And we're not alone here. Germany, over a 25-year period, has recorded losses of insects, of insect populations, of 75%. And I would imagine that Ireland's figures would actually be worse than that. So it's very, very serious. And we forget the value of pollinators in terms of 75% of all of the food that we eat is pollinated by them. 80% of all of our wildflowers are pollinated by bees. So it's essential for us that we take care of them. And we seem to do the exact opposite. Since the early 1900s, we've been finding ways to kill them, and we've become extremely good at it. And it's we do need a change of heart, and we need to change the way we think, because otherwise it's self-destructive. It's destructive not just to the insect populations, but also to us who depend on them. Well, I think that we have preoccupations with certain things, like the use of weed killer. We also perhaps have become, and this is from somebody who is a very strong advocate of tidy towns, but we've become too tidy in the wrong sense of the word, in that we feel everything has to be manicured. And we are perhaps over-managing, creating over-managed areas that are quite sterile. We see ads extolling the virtues of our green grass. But we used to be 40 shades of green from the song, but we're not the 40 shades anymore because we've taken all the colour and the ranges of different grasses out of our swards, and we now have sort of a monoculture of ryegrass, which might as well be of concrete from the point of view of insects.
And less can be more when it comes to your garden. As Pat is advising, if you let things be, you can save time and money.
Well, there are the big ticket items, you know, such as agriculture, the use of our peatlands, our forests. Those are decisions. Those are major decisions for the EU, for our own governments. They are not completely, but to a large extent, they're outside of our control. But there are approximately, according to Juanita Brown, who has written a wonderful book on garden biodiversity and how to garden for pollinators, there are approximately 2 million gardens in Ireland, making up about 400,000 acres. That means the owners of all of those gardens and of our public spaces, those who plant our public spaces, are in a position to have a huge influence, a positive influence on what can be done to help pollinators. We can start probably with the autumn cleanup. I imagine most people are out tidying their gardens. It's that time of year. And maybe it would be a good thing to just ease back on that a little bit. For instance, if you have ornamental plants, if you have shrubs which have ceased flowering, perhaps the stems, instead of cutting the stems off now, are the seeds, the dead seeds that appear to be sitting on top of them. Leave them for another couple of months. Leave them until later in the winter. Insects can use the stems as homes, as habitats, and also birds can take the seeds. So I would actually think to redress this, to counterbalance it, to get back to where we might like to get to, it's actually very easy, and it would save us money. We'd spend less time, spend less money on fuel, and have a much more wildlife-friendly garden as a result of it. So I would probably start with something like the tidy-up, with, say, leaves. Certainly we should rake off and brush off the leaves from footpaths or from driveways, because if you leave them on there, it becomes dangerous. But underneath trees or under hedges, around trees I should say, or under hedges, why not leave the leaves? They'll become a habitat for insects and for frogs and other creatures. And they will also nourish the ground. They'll become a mulch and they'll suppress what we call weeds. So a win-win, and it saves effort and it's good for our environment.
You can find out more about pollination on ours2protect.ie, and there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.